Ghana is to deploy 850 peacekeepers to South Sudan to assist in humanitarian services in the ongoing conflict in that country. President John Mahama, who announced this, said the deployment is in response to a request from the United Nations. This came up when the Foreign Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, called on him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. The Ethiopian Foreign Minister has had a number of bilateral talks with his Ghanaian counterpart, Hanna Tete, on mutual areas of cooperation. President Mahama said it is necessary for both countries to prioritize areas of cooperation that require less time in achieving. Pascaline Adadivo has the details.
The Ethiopian Foreign Minister, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, is at the head of a six-member delegation to Ghana to hold talks with Madam Hanna Tete on mutual areas of cooperation, most importantly to have first-hand information on how Ghana manages the hydropower dams. Ethiopia, situated at the Horn of Africa, seeks to construct similar dams. Mr. Ghebreyesus has already visited the Akosombo Dam. He said Ethiopia has a lot to learn from Ghana in the areas of environmental and natural resource management. Expertise in traditional medicine is also largely admired by Ethiopia, and she hopes to tap into that knowledge.
I think there is a lot to learn from Ghana, especially on environment, and also, of course, Akosombo, one of the good examples of a green economy that the whole world is now seeing, but which has been the case since more than 50 years ago in Ghana.
The Ethiopian Foreign Minister also briefed President Mahama on efforts by Ethiopia and Kenya to negotiate a peace deal in South Sudan. Conflict broke out in South Sudan's capital Juba last December, which is being blamed on ethnic rivalry. At least about 1,000 people are reported to have been killed in the raid. Ethiopia, which is bordered to the west by Sudan, is playing a lead role together with Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta in returning peace to that country.
From the very beginning, what we proposed during the ministerial foreign minister's visit to Juba was a cessation of hostilities, a start of immediate political dialogue, because we believe that, you know, the conflict cannot be resolved through military conflict.
President Mahama commended Ethiopian President Haile Mariam Desalegn's efforts in restoring peace to its neighbor South Sudan. He said Ghana is also committed to the peace process by contributing troops. President Mahama said the mobilization process has begun as troops are being moved from Cote d'Ivoire to South Sudan, while 520 new troops from Accra prepare to join their colleagues there.
All of us feel a certain affinity with South Sudan. It's our youngest country, so we all look at it as a little bit brother whom we are all trying to nurture to grow. When I received the request 2 weeks ago from the Secretary General of the United Nations to send Ghanaian troops to South Sudan, I did not hesitate. I gave provisional approval. Our National Security Council met and ratified that decision. And so we commenced the mobilization. We're moving our troops in Cote d'Ivoire to South Sudan. And the UN has asked us to beef up that number to a full battalion size of 850.
President Mahama said the time has come for the African Union to focus on integrating its economies, just as was the vision of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and Ethiopia's President Haile Selassie.
As individual countries, we can do more if we integrate our economies and create free trade areas so that our people and goods and services can move freely across the continent. Trade amongst ourselves as African countries is the lowest, below 11%, and yet our trade with our colonial masters and our traditional, you know, partners, you know, amounts for the bulk of trade. You can move things easily between Europe and Ghana, then you can move things between Ghana and Nigeria, and that is unacceptable. I'm happy about the bilateral discussions you've had. We have a lot of expertise in hydropower management because of the Akosombo Dam. We even have retired engineers who are experts in hydropower management, and we're very happy to exchange any expertise that you might require in this project that you are contemplating.
Meanwhile, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is taking part in peace talks on South Sudan in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. During his meeting with ECOWAS leaders last Friday, Mr. Abe promised to assist Africa in its peace efforts using dialogue as a tool.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.